Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about travel, and you can travel all over the world. And particularly today, we're talking about traveling that has to do with going high up in the air. You can climb on bridges, you can do bungee jumping, you can do all sorts of stuff. And lots of people like such a thrill, don't they?
Yeah, we call them thrill seekers, people who seek out dangerous things to do because they love that feeling of excitement it gives them. You know, people who like to jump out of airplanes, for example, are thrill seekers. I'm not brave enough to do that, but a couple of my friends have gone. Well, we're going to talk about some very high places that you can go and see and get that thrill as you look down below you.
Right. So going high is one way to achieve a thrill. Going low might be another one if you like to go scuba diving and stuff like that. And you can also try for speed, like riding on roller coasters and driving sports cars and things like that. But today we're especially talking about height, going high up in the air. And the title of our article for today is Don't Look Down, Fun Up Above. Usually if you're in a high place and somebody doesn't want you to be scared, they'll say, oh, just don't look down and you'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, even though they tell you that, of course you have to look down, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit frightened when I look down, especially if I'm driving over a bridge that's really high. I just don't look down myself. I keep looking straight ahead. It does help.
Well, maybe you could all look down at your paper as we read through the first part of our article, and then we'll come back to discuss it.
Aside from speed, height has traditionally been an important element for thrill seekers everywhere. For such people, bridges are often convenient places from which to bungee jump off. Now, thanks to bridge climb, people in search of excitement have begun to look up rather than down when it comes to these man-made structures. Since 1998, the Australian company has been taking groups on guided climbs up the arch of the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge. Scaling the 503-meter-long arch takes an exhausting 3.5 hours, but climbers insist it is well worth the effort. At the highest point, 134 meters above sea level, participants are greeted with a spectacular panoramic view of the city and the harbor, and also take in Sydney's famous Opera House. For obvious safety reasons, bridge climbers wear a harness attached to a steel line around their waist so they cannot fall. They are also required to put on special gray suits so as not to distract drivers on the road below. At around $150 to $240 per person, the price for a climb does not come cheap. But as Bridge Climb celebrated their 2 millionth customer in less than 10 years of operation, it seems that a considerable number of people are willing to pay for the memorable experience. In 2008, a UK couple became the first people to get married on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and Bridge Climb promised to offer wedding climbs in the near future. When it comes to what you can do atop one of the world's most recognizable bridges, it seems only the sky is the limit.
Now, when we began our program today, we were talking about thrill seekers, people who want to get excitement, usually because of fast movement or because of being high up in the air. And aside from speed, or in addition to speed, height has traditionally been an important element for people who are thrill seekers. An element here, something that is necessary to achieve a goal. And, of course, lots of people like speed. They like to go fast. But also people like to be very high. A roller coaster might offer such a thrill if you're a thrill seeker like that. But today, specifically, we're talking about height, which means being high in the air.
Now, if you're a thrill seeker, bridges are often convenient places from which to bungee jump off. A lot of people got into bungee jumping several years ago. It was really popular. You tie a rope onto your feet and jump off and hang upside down for a while. It looked kind of scary. And there were accidents. You know, if that rope came untied, you pretty much were going to die at that point because you were jumping from a very high location. But of course, if you're a thrill seeker, you like that excitement and you're willing to take the risk.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when bungee jumping was popular here in Taiwan. People were doing it off that bridge out in Wulai there. Here, people liked to bungee jump, and I think they still do. But if you like to climb on top of things, and if you happen to be down under in Australia, well, bridge climb might offer you something that will provide you with some excitement. So now, thanks to bridge climb, people in search of excitement have begun to look up rather than down when it comes to these man-made structures. Of course, if you're looking down, you're doing bungee jumping or maybe base jumping or jumping out of an airplane. But here, if you're in Australia, you can look up thanks to bridge climb. If we say thanks to, that means we owe something to these people. They have given us something interesting.
Yeah, I saw a special on this company on the Travel and Living channel here in Taiwan, and it looks really cool. Now, we call them man-made structures. It's because they're not natural. They're not part of nature. They're made by man. And a structure can be a building of any kind. For example, they're actually building a new structure across the street from where I live. Or you could use structure to discuss any sort of architectural object, like the Eiffel Tower is a beautiful Parisian structure. So here we're using it to talk about this arch that they've built. And if you've seen bridge climb or if you've seen what they do, you know that they get people to climb up this really, really tall bridge. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's a man-made structure or an artificial structure as opposed to a natural structure, such as the Grand Canyon or maybe Dabajian Mountain here in Taiwan. That's a natural structure. Well, let's talk about things in Australia. Since the year 1998, the Australian company has been taking groups on guided climbs up the arch of the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge. This is a bridge in Sydney, and it's iconic. Iconic means it's recognizable, and people associate this bridge with the city of Sydney. And oftentimes, they associate this bridge with the country of Australia. Lots of cities have iconic structures. Like in Taipei here, we've got Taipei 101. That's an iconic building down there in Kaohsiung. They have some building there. I can't remember what it's called, but it looks kind of like an H, sort of. I'm not really sure how to describe it. But here, this is the famous Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's the bridge that's next to the harbour there.
And a harbour is just a sheltered part of some water that's deep enough for ships to come into and dock or anchor there. It's a port. Geelong has harbours, and Hong Kong, of course, is a harbour city. They have lots of harbours there. Well, this is a bridge that's built in the Sydney Harbour. Now, scaling this arch, which is really, really big, it's 503 meters long, takes an exhausting 3.5 hours. So if you get tired easily, this is probably not a good trip for you to take. To scale means you climb up to the top of something that's really high, and it's very difficult to get to the top. We often talk about scaling the heights or scaling to the top of the mountains. Here it takes an exhausting 3.5 hours. Exhausting is an adjective that means that you're very tired after you've done it. An activity can be exhausting, but be careful. A person can't be exhausting. If you say a person is exhausting, you're saying, they make you tired just listening to them. So be careful to say, I'm exhausted, not I'm exhausting. which you're kind of giving yourself a really bad, not a compliment at all. You're saying you're boring and kind of tiring to be around. So be very careful to distinguish between these two.
That's a very good point. So again, the climb is exhausting, and after you do this climb, you will be exhausted. I should also mention here that we're talking about this arch bridge. An arch is just a structure that's low at one end, high in the middle, and low again at the far end. A rainbow is a good example of an arch. So this bridge in Sydney is arch-shaped, and it takes a long time to cross this bridge. I'm kind of surprised by that, but I guess it is quite a huge bridge and takes some time to get across it. Well, even though it is very exhausting, climbers, or people who climb the bridge, insist that the climb is well worth the effort. They insist on this. They don't disagree. They say, yes, this is the case, and they don't let anybody else persuade them that it isn't. So they insist on this. Sometimes, for example, if someone takes me to dinner, they will insist on paying the check. No, let's go Dutch, or let me pay. No, 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 I'll pay it. I insist. And these people insist it's well worth the effort.
Mm-hmm. You can also use the phrase insist on, which means you will only accept certain things. You require certain things. For example, if you're a really good cook, you might insist on having the freshest vegetables and meat. You won't accept anything less than that. Well, if something's well worth the effort or worth some effort, it means it has value to you. So it's worth spending some time doing. There's a very famous phrase that we use in America where we say, if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing well. So if you decide to do something, hey, do a good job. It's worth doing well. Well, we're going to continue talking about this in a minute, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天呢，旅游单元我们要介绍一些非常令人感到刺激的一些旅游的方式哦。在第一句开始，他写到 ：Aside from speed, height has traditionally been an important element for thrill seekers everywhere.在这里讲到除了速度之外呢，高度也常常是对那些所谓的 thrill seekers 来讲所追寻的一个重要的元素。而 thrill 这个字呢，原本当作是名词，代表着是兴奋、狂喜的意思。所以如果讲到某件事物 give somebody a thrill，当然指的是这件事物呢，可以给予人一种兴奋的感觉。举个例子来说 ,winning the competition gave her the biggest thrill yet. 这次的比赛当中获胜是令她最兴奋的事了。所以在这里所谓喜欢追求刺激的人，在英文来讲就叫做 thrill seekers。而这里后面提到 ,now thanks to bridge climb,People in search of excitement have begun to look up rather than down when it comes to these man-made structures. 在这里呢，以前有所谓的 bungee jumping, 也就是高空弹跳。不过今天所要看到的不是往下看，而是往上看 ,to look up rather than down. 要介绍一些呢非常伟大的 man-made structures, 人造的一些伟大的建筑物。第一个要介绍的呢，当然也就是澳洲的 The Iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge, 也就是非常有名的澳洲雪梨的海港大桥。它所提供的是怎么样的一个方式呢？这里提到 Scaling the 503-meter long arch takes an exhausting 3.5 hours, but climbers insist it is well worth the effort.在这里的 scale 原来用来当作是动词，有攀爬的意思。所以当你爬上这个高达503公尺的桥拱呢，其实是要花上非常令人精疲力竭的3.5 hours。But, 不过呢，有去爬过的人都认为 it is well worth the effort, 实在呢是太值得了。 其实 worth 这个字呢，在这里当作是形容词，它通常呢会放在 be 动词的后面，后面可以加名词或者是代名词，又或者是动词 ving 的形式。举个例子来说， It was a difficult journey, but it was worth it. 虽然这一次的旅行很艰苦，但是却很值得。又或者如果你想要表达这部电影值得一看，你就可以说 The film was definitely worth seeing.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, today we're talking about not looking down. You can have fun up above. And people love heights for excitement, at least people who are thrill seekers. And bridges are a place where you can receive such a thrill, especially down there in Australia if you want to climb the Harbour Bridge in Sydney there. A company in Australia can help you do that if you're interested in doing that. This company is called Bridge Climb, and since 1998, they've been taking groups of people on guided climbs up that iconic bridge in Sydney, Australia. It's a pretty long bridge, and it's very exhausting, but the people who climb that bridge insist that it is well worth the effort. Well, it's not only a long bridge, but it's also a high bridge. At its highest point, it's 134 meters above sea level. Ooh, I would feel dizzy at such a height.
Yeah, it's pretty high for me, too. Well, the participants or the people that are climbing this arch are greeted with a spectacular panoramic view. When you talk about a view being panoramic, you're talking about a view where you can see all the way around you. It's this very wide, impressive view. You can see the city and the harbor, and you can also take in Sydney's famous Opera House, which is my favorite structure in Sydney. Now, to take in here simply means you look at something, you view it, you look at it thoroughly. We often use the phrase to talk about being sightseers or tourists, and we take in the sights. Oh, you go somewhere and you look and see what's to be found there. Well, you can take in the Opera House if you're at this very high point of 134 meters above sea level.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now, this is very dangerous, of course, and so this company does not want people to get hurt, nor do they want to be sued by these people. So, of course, the climbers, for obvious safety reasons, must wear a harness that is attached to a steel line around their waist, and they wear this harness so they cannot fall. A harness is a special kind of apparatus, I could call it. It's a series of straps and belts and things like that that goes around your body, and it's attached to a line. Firefighters might wear a harness, for example, if they're trying to put out a fire at very high heights. And so here you are wearing a harness in order to prevent you from falling.
Yeah, mountain climbers will wear them as well. Now, they're also required to put on special gray suits. They don't want to distract the drivers on the road below. Now, we're using this phrase so as not to do something or so as to do something. It simply means in order to do something. For example, I could say, I walk to work so as to get some exercise this morning, or I walk to work in order to get some exercise. You can substitute those back and forth. So they don't want to distract drivers on the road below. Of course, when you distract someone, you take away their attention from something that they should be doing. For example, if you're in class and you hear some noises outside, you might get distracted. That's the adjective form. So you look out the window instead of paying attention to your teacher. Something's distracting you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when I first read this, Stephanie, it said gray suits. I thought, my goodness, aren't they being formal when climbing this bridge. But no, they're not wearing a suit and tie here. It's just a special set of clothing that's gray. I suppose it will camouflage them so they look like the gray color of the bridge, and the drivers won't be distracted by them when they're driving across the bridge. Well, to climb up the Sydney Bridge is not cheap. The price is from $150 US to $240 US per person. So we're saying the climb does not come cheap, or you cannot do it for a cheap price. That doesn't sound too bad, though.
No, it's not so bad. Now, this expression, does not come cheap, just means it's expensive, but you can't do the reverse. You can't say it does not come expensive. That's wrong. You can only use it in this way. Well, a lot of people don't think it's too expensive either, Tom, because Bridge Climb just celebrated their 2 millionth customer in less than 10 years of operation.
Wow.
Now, if you've been in operation, it just means you've been in business for this amount of time. So in less than 10 years of just being in business or opening their business, they've managed to have 2 million customers walk through their door and put down that money and say, I want to climb the bridge. I want to scale the heights. So they've done very well. They've been successful. I wanted to point out that operation can be used in a couple of ways, too. It can mean a surgical procedure where a doctor operates on you. But we also can either say a factory is in operation or that factory is currently operating. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly, right? So, of course, they've been celebrating a long history here, and it seems that a considerable amount of people, or number of people, are willing to pay that price in order to have that memorable experience. So we're talking about a considerable number here. Considerable just means a large amount of something. So quite a few people are willing to pay that price in order to have this memorable experience. Memorable means you're going to remember it for the rest of your life.
When I was growing up, my family took some very memorable vacations. The one I remember the most was a trip across the U.S. that we took for a couple of months one summer. It was so much fun. Well, if it's really great and worthy of being remembered, it's memorable. Well, this sounds like a great experience. Like I said, I saw it on TV and I thought, wow, these guys are really brave. I don't know if I could do it, but you get quite a view if you can be brave enough to scale the heights. Well, in 2008, a really fun couple decided to go to the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and get married.
All right.
Of all the places. Bridge Climb also is trying to get together something they're calling Wedding Climbs in the near future. This is a special offer they're going to be giving to their customers. So if you think this sounds fun, maybe to get married up there or to renew your vows perhaps, you might want to check into Bridge Climb yourself. Check out their internet site. They have a website you can look at. And actually, I did go to the website just to see how much it was. I was curious how much it cost.
Was it expensive?
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about it. I think it's affordable.
Mm-hmm. Even for a couple wanting to get married.
Yeah.
So it's probably a package deal. They'll probably throw in a honeymoon for you. They'll provide the tuxedo and the gown. And maybe the photographer as well.
Knows.
So you can get a special deal there. And when it comes to what you can do atop one of the world's most recognizable bridges, it seems only the sky is the limit. When it comes to here means if we're talking about this thing, if we're talking about what you can do on top of this world famous bridge, well, then it seems that the sky is the limit. This, of course, is a recognizable bridge, a bridge that you will recognize when you see a picture of it. Just like the Gwangju Bridge here in Taiwan, or the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, or various other bridges in the world. And it seems the sky is the limit, which means basically it's limitless since the sky goes on into the universe and on forever.
Yeah, if you use this phrase, the sky is the limit, you're just saying there's no limit to what someone can do or achieve or win. For example, if you're willing to work hard in school, the sky's the limit for you. Who knows what kind of job you can get after you graduate? So it sounds kind of fun. So if you're willing to scale the heights, to climb up to very, very high, levels, maybe this is something that's appealing to you. But we're not done talking about this, are we?
No, we're not. We're going to continue talking about it in our next program. We'll shift our focus to Chicago then. Please join us then. And right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we will be back to say farewell.
前面我们提到要攀爬所谓的 Sydney Harbour Bridge, 它呢当然要有一些安全的措施。当然有了所谓的安全的装备之外，这些攀爬者呢就可以好好的来欣赏一下这个雪梨的歌剧院咯。在这里的观赏以及观看就可以用动词片语 take in。而第二段的最后一句则告诉我们 They are also required to put on special gray suits so as not to distract drivers on the road below. 这些所谓的攀爬者呢被要求必须要穿灰色的这种特殊的衣服 so as to do something 原来代表着是为了怎么样而为了不要怎么样我们就可以在 to 的前面再加上一个否定词这样一来呢就不会让在底下的路开车的驾驶员分心了当然要去爬这样子的雪梨大桥其实并不便宜 But as Bridge Climb celebrated their 2 millionth customer in less than 10 years of operation, it seems that a considerable number of people are willing to pay for the memorable experience.在这里讲到呢，其实它的营运还不到十年，就要庆祝第200万的这个顾客的上门咯，所以看得出来很多的人都愿意付这样子的代价。在这里我们讲到的数量相当的大，相当的多，就可以用形容词 considerable， 像是相当多的钱，你就可以说A considerable amount of money, 而一件相当重要的事则是可以说 a matter of considerable importance. 要注意哦，另外一个跟它类似的形容词 considerate 则是代表着体贴的或者是为他人着想的意思。到了文章的最后一句告诉我们 When it comes to what you can do atop one of the world's most recognizable bridges, it seems only the sky is the limit. 所以似乎呢这一切来讲呢 the sky is the limit, 当然代表的是一切都是有可能做到是没有限制的。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. We've been talking about thrill-seeking at high heights. We talked about the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which offers hikes over the arch. Are there any other bridges that offer such a service that you know about, Stephanie?
Not that I know of, but I'm not really into going up to really high heights myself. I'm a little bit nervous.
Afraid of heights, huh?
A little bit.
Okay, well, that's okay. You don't have to climb this bridge. I'm sure they won't be angry at you if you don't. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.